Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. The Jordan Mailata Show is tonight at 6, live from Chickies. And then the Players Lounge with Ike, Elliott, and Hugh. And this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday, or every Monday, at 4 o'clock. It is one of the greatest Eagles in history, and currently the best weekly guest on WIP, Donovan McNabb.
Yeah. You supposed to give us height and weight, man.
Well,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you got to get a 6'6 guard out of, 6'3 guard out of Syracuse.
Oh, yeah.
What's up,
that's
brother?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Donovan? Well,
and we know how big of a Bulls fan you were, so we gave you a little bit of that Michael theme music. Yeah,
that's just 2-3, baby.
Well, Donovan,
make sure everybody know that the GOAT.
Donovan, yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, we all agree here,
all
except,
agree
except for Jack. Yeah, Jack doesn't agree, which wouldn't surprise
making
me.
Making the right
by
play,
the way.
Yeah.
So, Donovan, man, I talk about a tale of two halves for the offense
yesterday. Right.
So. You're watching that.
Right.
What is happening in the first half, and then what happens in the second half to allow them to move the ball the way they did and score the way they did?
All right, so here we go again. So the words that I hear, that you will hear, will now become questions of the next couple weeks, and answers will be made. Remember I said by week 6, week 7, this offense will begin to evolve a little bit. And I think what we've seen in the first half is the reason why it probably hasn't evolved. Because number one, they don't have an identity. It's a new coordinator, so we're going to go through that process. Number two, to me, and I'm going to put it out there, it seems that they don't trust Staley. Mm. And I know that's a bombshell that I just lit the fuse, because it seems to me like they don't trust Jalen enough, who's your MVP of the Super Bowl, who's taking you to 2 Super Bowls and also helped you win the game in the second half of a lot of games that he's played in this year. It seems to me like they're not utilizing his ability to be able to spread the ball around and push the ball downfield. When I look at this offense, it's number one thing that it starts with to me is they need to establish the passing game to open up the run with this team this year. Last year, remember, it took Kellen Moore to do something different that he hasn't done in any time that he's called plays in the NFL, and that's establish the run first to set up the pass. Now, he tried to do a little bit of that when he was with the Chargers to take a little pressure off of Justin Herbert, but it became more about the pass. And so with this coordinator that we have, he seems to try to ride the wave a little bit of what Kellen Moore established later in last year's season. But to me, again, it just doesn't start with your MVP quarterback, and it should. They need to provide more input, get more input from their starting quarterback of what he likes and how he plays, because the strength of what Jalen Hurts is more the downfield passing game. Have you seen that in the years that he's been starting? Have you seen that become a staple of what they do in the passing game? That would be a no. And so I'll answer that for you. So what we've seen has been a lot of the intermediate and pass, the quick passing game, which has led to him now either checking the ball down or getting his swing routes and flat routes more involved. And that's why you don't see a lot of passing yards in the first half.
So let me ask you this, Donovan. I think it's been league-wide, but it's certainly against the Eagles, is the way that defenses are playing more zone, more that too-high zone, which makes it harder to throw the ball downfield.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to – let me
playing,
ask you.
When they're playing zone coverage, and I should be able to add to this, when they're playing zone coverage, which is quarters coverage, for those who don't know, every DB is playing a quarter of the field. So the way that you attack quarters – is you have a three level concept, which you have someone going flat or somewhere low, somebody going to the intermediate part, and then you have another one taking the top off of coverage. At some point, you put pressure on that safety to either have to cover number one or number two. And so for number one or number two, if you're running a crossing route by number two, which usually is be your slot guy or your tight end, you have your receiver either running a post or running a comeback, which is an out, or curl route. So what forces them to now go into cover two, which is another zone, and then now what you do with that is you either you utilize and attack the weaker part of the zone. And remember, last year, what did I say? We need to get the ball to Dallas Geedert or utilize our running back in the middle of the football field. In cover two, you establish that by attacking the middle of the football field, which will lead those safeties now to get a little bit more hungrier, which they'll start attacking inside, which now you can work outside. What teams are not doing versus this our football team is playing a lot of single high man. They'll play cover two man, but they won't play a lot of single highs, just straight man. Because what does that do? Now that puts you on the island versus AJ. Mm-hmm. If they put him on the island versus AJ, then we would be continue to attack that.
Yeah, any one-on-one, that should make a quarterback's eyes light up.
Absolutely.
And you give your guys a chance down the field to make plays.
So what did you see in the second half, Spike? What did you see in the second half? You think for a zone coverage and the man not pressing on AJ, he was off at about 8 yards, and he backpedaled. So what do we get? We got curl routes and stop routes with AJ on those third downs that we converted. But what did they play on Devontae? Zone coverage, soft. He worked that inside, ran the out for the touchdown. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yep. But
they ran cover two, basically. And what do we hit? Dallas got her for the touchdown up the middle, correct?
Yep.
Correct. But what
that
we also
in the second half.
What we also saw was Jalen's willingness to throw balls to guys that were not wide open. Which I think one of the criticisms of Jalen so far this year, and you're right. Like I actually agree with you as far as how much they trust him or don't trust him, was an unwillingness to throw the ball when it appears as if the guy is covered.
Let me correct you with that.
Okay, yeah.
And what was the conversation about Jalen in his first 3 years of the league? He throws a softer ball. He doesn't drive it.
Yep.
Jalen anticipates routes and throws the spot. That's what quarterbacks that you see that are very successful. Not the Josh Allen, not the Lamar Jackson. You'll see a little bit of Patrick Mahomes, but when you watch guys like Joe Burrow and most of those guys that are throwing to obviously some of the top receivers, but they're throwing the windows. You throw the windows, you throw the spots, and your receivers run in there. And that's more of what Jalen is. He's more of an anticipatory thrower. Well, he'll throw with touch in a different spot. He's not a strong arm thrower. That's never been Jalen's strength. It's never been about how powerful his arm was. He's just throwing the spot. And that's when you've seen that dagger route that he threw to Devontae as he came. He threw that ball before Devontae came out his break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what we have to do is we have to stop when we're watching the game being kind of coaches on the couch and stop looking at it in a sense of, well, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. But the man is still completing over 70, almost 70% of his passes. And I don't think he's thrown an interception in the fourth quarter of at least 15 of the games that we've won, you know, in our streak. Am I correct?
Sounds about right to me.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, it sounds about right. I'm not sure, just but checking. I can't remember the last time he threw an interception late in the game. Yeah. I mean, you said something early in this conversation, Fav, that I wonder if you can dive into it a little bit more. The idea that we don't come out aggressive and assertive like they did in the second half, showing a lack of sort of trust in Jalen. I'm just wondering, how does that play on the psyche of a quarterback, right? If 'cause I would imagine the players sort of feel that as well. AJ sort of mentioned something like that after the game about we don't need to be as conservative. You got to let your killers eat. So the players seem to feel that way as well.
I think when you hear killers, that don't really pertain to the quarterback.
No, know? I totally agree. Yes. Yeah.
Come on now. I mean, that's basically like let your killers eat, man. Throw the ball to us.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what it's saying.
Yeah.
Let me dive into it because to me, when I watch these games, and I even go back to even a little bit of last year in the early parts of the season, I just felt like they didn't trust him. And at least the report that I had with Andy when I played was we would attack downfield. We would create explosive plays early on and then methodically go with the way that our offense, because what you're doing is you're establishing the downfield throwing game. Mm-hmm. And so it could be a bootleg, it could be a half throw, where you got three receivers running three level type of routes. It could be the tight end running an out route and the slot guy running a dig route and then a post or something, you know, and then all of a sudden now you put pressure on the secondary.
Yeah.
And so when you put pressure on the secondary as a defensive coordinator, one thing you don't want to give up is what, right? As from a defensive
the deep
play.
Ball.
The deep play. Exactly. Yep. So now you go into a softer coverage, which now you get six men in the box. You run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we force you to either have to bring linebackers or bring a safety and a linebacker, some type of combination, and we go what? Play action game. Yeah. We go play action game. Well, now we put pressure on that corner that we know we've been circling all through the week, that we've been scouting. Never read my term, the diamond girl. You go after her or go after him every time. And then now what that does is now you got to start blitzing. And when you start blitzing and you blitz from the strong side, we run to the weak side. And that's when I think you look at last year, what we were so good with running Saquon to the weak side, and then when they blitz to the strong side, there we go. And then now, obviously, we can establish what it is that we want to do. What I want to see from this football team is I want to see us run the screen game a lot more. We got a dynamic running back that can catch the ball out in the flat on top of the numbers or on the hash and get that offensive line moving. Well, now we're putting pressure on those secondary members when you got offensive linemen running at them. I would love to see us run a little bit more of the screen game.
Quarterback hasn't been great at throwing screen passes so far.
And who's that?
The quarterback hasn't been great at throwing screen passes.
You know why?
Thus far. I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Because we haven't been blocking the outside number four, which is usually a linebacker or a safety, and that usually ends up being what? The ball you got to throw at his feet because you don't want it to get picked.
Mm-hmm. I'm still looking for that.
We can't throw the screen game. If we can throw the screen game, but you have to be able to block outside number four before he disrupts the play.
Let me ask you this. What is it about I've seen a lot of times when an offense is struggling, sometimes they'll move to hurry up, and it seems to juice the offense. They get into a rhythm.
Correct.
What is it about moving from a normal huddle to hurry up that can get an offense back in rhythm?
Because you're dictating the game. You're controlling the game now because you can't substitute guys on and off the field depending on the personnel that we're bringing. When you start to go a no-huddle type of tempo, now all of a sudden your quick game, your run game, your draws, your play action, you start attacking where that quick game now opens up the intermediate game, and then now you soften up that coverage where now they get six in the box, five in the box, depending on how you spread them out, and then you run the ball. So now what does defensive coordinators have to do? They got to try to bring another corner or another D lineman on. And so now you're continuing to control the narrative of how you want the game to go. That's exactly what you've seen in the second half. We controlled that tempo of the game where their offense is standing on the sideline waiting because we're driving. And so now when we continue to put points on the board in that no huddle, now Sean McVay has to understand, how am I going to attack our defense with the tempo of eating up the clock or utilizing the time so that he can cut it short for our offense getting back out on the field, because we have the momentum now.
Yeah, I haven't recovered from the Diamond Girl comment you made. So, yes, I'm still. I can't believe you said that.
People don't know what that is. Like, I mean, we are close to our 50s now. I mean, you know.
You're wild, man.
You're going to have them Googling it. You know that, right?
They're going to Google that.
Yeah. Our audience knows how to find Google. I can promise you that. They correct us all the time. So.
It's the 90s. It's the 90s, 90s, early 2000s term. Y'all don't know about that. Y'all too young.
I'm the same age as you are. All right.
You mean you ain't been in the circles we've been in.
No, I have not. I have very different circles. Very different circles. All right, Donovan. Well, big win yesterday. Will be interesting to see moving forward if they adjust offensively based on what happened in that second half.
Yeah.
So
I still think it's going to be a couple weeks. I said it last week. It's going to be a couple weeks because it's about consistency when you're playing at this level. And even all across the league, I mean, I think it might have been, what, 5 field goals that were blocked?
Yeah.
And offensively, like, it hasn't been I would say more of an explosive type of game from any type of offense that we've seen so far from any of these teams across the NFL. I give Harbaugh a lot of credit of what he's been doing over there, but it hasn't been explosive for him in the passing game. It's been efficient.
Yep.
All right, Donovan, same time, same place. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, big dog.
Sir. All right, don't go looking up Diamond Girl. It ain't
There he is, Donovan McNabb. We'll recap that right after Ike tells you this.
Yes, tailgating and Eagles football have returned. Fire up your grill with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz & Watson. Be the hit of your barbecue or tailgate with game day essentials like hot dogs, sausages, meats, and, of course, artisan cheeses from Dietz & Watson. Don't forget about the high-protein Dietz Nuts. Meat snacks, perfect for snacking on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Check them out online at DietzandWatson.com for a retailer near you. And remember, go Birds!
So, Ike, you know I love Donovan.
Yes,
you know, both graduates of Syracuse University, 1998.
Go Orange!
I might have to put him on the list with Baldy.
Uh-oh.
Might have to put him on the Baldy list.
Well... He still has the and I don't think he'll ever lose the
quarterback getting blamed thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he will always go to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. As he should. Yeah. Provides good insight.
Yeah.
And he did say it would be week 6 or 7. Now, I disagree that it should take to week 6 or 7. And so, I mean, as far as them finding, one thing we agree on, and it's funny, I said it last segment about him thinking that the coaches do not trust Jalen to run the sort of offense that we would all like to see.
That's what I said. We've been tiptoeing around.
Yeah.
As clear as what it was.
Of course it is.
I mean, they certainly, put it this way, they certainly aren't taking the aggressive, assertive approach where you're trying to dictate with your passing game, right? Like, whether they're in fear of Jalen or just the passing offense in general, which that could be pass protection. In this case, it's hard to believe it would be your weapons, considering who we have as wide receivers. You wouldn't be necessarily afraid of that. So, yeah, I think most people would say, yeah, it's almost as if they don't want Jalen to turn the ball over.
Yeah, and they would rather take their chances with everything else.
Yep. You got to get out of that, though. You got to let him play.
Well,
you got to let him play, man.
Let the Duke.
Well, you have to see where he's not complete enough a player. I mean, in terms of his development, to just think, well, what he was last year or the year before is all he's ever going to be. You have to be willing to try to take a step forward to see if he is capable of taking that step forward. And the only way that you're going to do that is in the games.
Yeah, and if he shows you something differently, then be thankful that we have the ability to reverse course, and we can go try to find another way to win.
Yeah.
Like, that's the beauty of the talent that's on the offensive side of the ball. You don't have just one way to go out and try to win a football game. But if we want to sort of separate ourselves and put some distance between some of our competition, we have that ability because of what we've acquired through drafts, free agencies, trades, and retained through re-signing guys. Dude, I said this yesterday on the pregame show. You know how many offensive coordinators would die to have this offense at their disposal?
The players, you mean?
Yes, Eagles offense. Yeah. Who the hell wouldn't want this Eagles offense? This is the best personnel in the NFL on the offensive side of the ball. There's not another team that has the level of talent that we have on the offensive side of the ball.
Not when you consider everything. When you consider
defense
skill
is still being built.
Yeah, when you consider
defense is still growing.
When you consider skill positions and offensive line, there's no one even close.
Yes.
There's no one close. You could say skill positions, maybe there's a few teams.
But then their line may not be as good.
Yes.
They certainly don't have as good of a running back as we have.
No, that's where the Cincinnati thing always falls apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good running back, great
good
wide receivers,
yep.
Great quarterback, offensive
line
is not good. Yeah, they have everything, and they should be willing to try. They just should. 215-592-9494. By the way,
and the players want to.
They're telling you to do it. A report from a guy who's going for Eagles Insider of the Year. That is John Clark. John Clark writes, I'm told the Eagles are changing their travel schedule to Tampa this year. They're going a day ahead of schedule on Friday to acclimate to the heat. They may have a workout in Tampa on Saturday.
There we go.
The Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4 games at the Bucs.
Sick of Raymond James Stadium.
215-592.
It's the toughest stretch this team's ever had against the Bucs.
Wow. He's always taking shots. Alan in Pittsburgh, you're on WIP. What's up, Alan?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gentlemen, hey, I'm glad to hear about them changing up their schedule for Tampa Bay. I was actually at the last game they won at Raymond James, and we ran it down their throats and basically made them take their timeouts home with them because they basically gave up.
That was a Monday night, right?
Yeah. And I'm expecting us to go down there, and I expect us to put the pedal to the metal. You know, yesterday's game, the range of emotions from Zach Vaughn getting that interception, us taking the early lead, and then them punching us in the mouth, and us being surprised, and then being like, okay, I think we're going to lose this game. We weren't going to go undefeated anyway. And then
acceptable loss, yeah.
Yeah, and then now we're getting embarrassed. It's a good thing we're getting embarrassed. I'm glad we're getting embarrassed because we need to change the way we're calling this darn game, like the conservatism. Someone said you don't conserve conservative yourself to a Super Bowl championship. When we play in a Super Bowl, we're not conservative, but every single week we're going to get somebody's Super Bowl. It's every other team's Super Bowl when they play us, and they're not conservative. We can't be conservative. So I'm sitting there saying at halftime, we need to come out at halftime and throw the ball to A.J. Brown 18 times straight. Throw it to him every single darn play, or else you're telling me you don't like the guy and he shouldn't be on the team. Like, we won't throw it to him. 18 times straight, throw it. So I'm glad they came out and they changed things up. And
yeah.
What did they do? They showed us what we already knew they were capable of. Like, I'm going back to 2017. We won the Super Bowl. There were like seven games where we had teams blown out at halftime, and we got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, or we got all these players trying on Batman costumes in the fourth quarter because we're blowing them out and they're all resting.
He means 22.
Like, that's I want to see. Get in there, blow them out in the first half, coast to victory in the second half. Don't put your players at risk. Don't put your fans in a, you know, in a have an angst over, are we going to let some team beat us that shouldn't be playing with us? We're better than every single team in the NFL. Go beat their asses.
Yeah.
Get off the field.
And I love it.
Listen, I'm grateful that we're 19-1 in the last 20 games. Whew. I'm grateful. I'm not an ingrate. I just expect them to go out there and beat some asses every week and quit playing conservative because you're frustrating the heck out of your players, you're frustrating your fans, and you're better than that. And on top of that, you're putting your defenders at risk because all the fourth quarters they got to play hard to try and save a game or win a game for you. So let's go out there and throw the darn ball, make A.J. happy, and just you can't have every other play in the first half be Saquon Barkley running up Cam Jurgens' butt. Like, toss him down Tim the Jurgens, field Cam. And quit running into Cam Jurgens' butt. And rip that play call out of the darn playbook. Anyway, I said my piece. I'm glad they won. It was an awesome victory. Jordan Davis, Fred Johnson, you're part of the MVPs in that game. Fred Johnson saved the game yesterday, and he didn't get enough credit so far today. So I'm going to say his name over again. Fred Johnson, you're the man.
Nah, that's a good point.
You're the man for bringing him home.
All right, Alan.
We also let him know.
Yeah. Alan was.
But they brought him back.
They brought him back.
Alan was.
Can we get Isaiah Rodgers back?
Would have been nice. Yeah. Would have been nice. Pick six and a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Yeah, not bad. He had he had more total yards than the Eagles did in the first half.
Of course, sure.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will talk about Saquon's season so far.
That was a happy fan, but he was angry.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I missed.
That's Philly.
Yeah.
That is Philly.
Welcome to the city.
Yeah. We won a great game. We should have already done it that way. Yeah, I love it. We're at Chickies and Feats in South Philly this fall. Chicky season favorites are happening. A.J. Brown, sweet heat wings, Chicky sliders, savory buffalo shrimp, and more. We are the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chicky's in South Philly, as we are every Monday. And every Monday, the Jordan Mailata Show, live from Chicky's at 6 with me, Elliot, and Jordan. And the Players Lounge follows that with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. This week's guest in the Players Lounge is Landon Dickerson.
Like talking to Big Dog.
Yeah, dude, he's a good talker, Landon
is.
Dickerson.
Yeah.
I think our offensive linemen in general.
They got the best interviews on the team.
Jordan's awesome.
Yep.
Cam Jurgens is awesome. Dickerson is awesome.
Whenever you want to talk to him.
Lane's really good, too. Yep. Yeah. I have not heard Tyler Steen very often.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a big personality.
I don't think so.
I think he's pretty quiet.
Yes.
So, Jack, the Eagles have signed a wide receiver.
Yeah, they claimed Xavier Gibson off waivers from the Giants. So, I think Darius Cooper got hurt.
Yes, shoulder injury, I believe.
And maybe he can catch the ball on kickoffs.
Oh, he was with the Giants?
Yeah, he was a Jet.
Right, that's what I remember him from.
He was the
Jets.
Guy that had the kickoff return in Rodgers' first game when he popped his Achilles.
Ah, okay. I know I remember the name. Okay, just Jets, yeah.
But maybe he helps on returns.
Spells Gibson with a P?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man.
Hold on. Gibson with a P?
I think so.
Is it Gibson?
Might be.
Oh.
It's a Pam situation.
Pam.
Huh?
There it is. Xavier Gibson.
Gibson. Yeah. So it's not Gibson.
Yeah.
But it sounds the same.
It's like Rob Thompson.
Yes, there's no P there.
Yeah.
Pause. Oh, God. That's not a pause thing.
Well, there's no P there.
Well.
Looking for P.
All right.
Pause.
All right. 215-592-9494. Sean and Phil.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. No, that's not Buzz. Hold on.
Yo.
Sean. Sean, what up?
I'm here.
Oh, what's you up? Had us on speakerphone. That's what was happening.
Oh, yeah, because I was going home for a while.
All right, all right. I love it. Right.
Stop pitching.
Yeah, that's on me. That's on me.
I was listening, though. All right. All good.
All right.
Great show so far.
Thank
oh,
you,
man.
Sean.
Listen, great season so far, man.
When
I
say
love.
You home for a while.
If you for
they
a while.
Attack.
It's okay.
No, I'm just saying these two, they will attack you as soon as you say that.
You weren't complaining, though. You were being cool.
I wasn't, though, because I was listening to Donovan. It was nice to hear him talk. I do have to disagree with one thing he said at the end.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have
many
to.
Disagreements.
And you put him on some kind of list. I don't know what that list is about. But anyway, I think the Eagles is doing well. And it was just a matter of time before Jalen Hurts, you know, just had to say something in order for them to straitjacket off. And okay. I think what they could do better, showing in the second half, they need to try to get Saquon some more screen passes. If they can't get him to break one from off the line of scrimmage, maybe they can call a couple screen passes like Andy used to do back in the day that opened up a lot of field for him. That one that he dropped, he had nothing but daylight in front of him. So I think they could do more of that to, you know, up the offense a little bit. And as far as the defense go,
well, real quick, Sean, I'll let you get to the defense. The other thing that would do from a Saquon perspective is get him the ball, hopefully, in space outside with a chance for him to beat somebody. You know, because he can beat one guy, beat two guys, but when it's all crowded up in the middle of the field, it makes it a lot more difficult on him. If you're able to get him on a screen pass or a swing pass out there and give him, you know, maybe on the run, you hit him running a little bit with a chance to beat somebody. I think it gives Saquon an opportunity to make plays without having to hand him the ball behind the line of scrimmage.
Right. That's why I think giving him the ball coming off the block. He hit a guy, and then he become open, tossing the ball at that moment, you know, and then let him do his thing, you know. But, man, we did an awesome job, man. Davis and Carter, man. I still haven't forgave him, David. I mean, Carter, for what he did to Dak, even though I hate Dallas, but, you know, one of those things you just don't do. But hopefully he can continue to play like he's been playing.
Then we had a moment yesterday. I still don't know what the hell actually happened there.
Taunting.
Is that what it was? What? Taunting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
he was taunting.
The Jalen Carter one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was pointing at the Rams. And by the way, they kept trying to – Jalen Carter must be so difficult to get to stop doing whatever he's doing, because there were a couple players trying to grab him and pull him
back
off of it, and he kept
doing
it. That was a clear one, I thought, from Jalen Carter.
Them two guys are on their way to becoming legends. They're going to be around for a long time if they stay healthy and strong and just continue to play their game. They got an awesome game like I've never seen before in my life, man.
Yeah.
But, I really appreciate you guys tapping me in. And I just look forward to more wins. And, you know, like, but to tap in what Donovan said, I think the top three quarterbacks right now, and he said nobody's really lighting it up like that, but we're about to face one that's been lighting it up. Mayfield and Baker, he's dangerous. So, and then you got, of course, Josh Allen and the guy over there, Lamar Jackson. Them three right there, they lighting things up. So I don't know what Donovan talks about when it comes to that. But I want to see Hurts light it up some more.
Because he can do it.
But I think the conservative way to play, I think the coaching staff and the way they do things, the scheme of things, they want to play conservative until they need to be explosive. And yesterday we needed to be explosive, and they showed up. But furthermore, I think they all comfortable with, you know, working through the iron throughout the season and working through the wrinkles and getting things done however they get it done. And that was a great way to get it done yesterday.
It sure was.
Sure was. Starting off
3-0.
I needed this win for my 13-4 prediction to sort of still hold weight. Right? Like, these are some of the tough wins that you have to get if you're trying to get to 13 wins. You're gonna have to win some tough games.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not enough cupcakes on the schedule
to just
beat the easy teams.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those schedules.
Going to Kansas City and then coming back and playing the Rams, and now you got to go to Tampa. Tampa's another one. Now, my preseason prediction, this was my first loss.
The Tampa game.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was my first one. Now, you already know come Friday what I'm predicting.
Yeah,
come
that's
Friday.
A win.
But I'm just saying, preseason-wise, this was the first one I had on the schedule for us.
They're going to win on Sunday.
Yes.
They're going to win on Sunday.
You think?
Yeah. I got a great feel for this team. I had a great feel last year when I said they're going to go on a run.
Here he goes.
And you guys, it's because,
it's
you know.
You don't want them to win.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. Like, I know when things are going to turn. Yeah. 26-14, I knew that game was over. Like, of course. That's why I put it plus 400 if anyone bet it live. I mean, come on. You got to have a feel. This team has heard for too long that they can't win in Tampa.
About going to Tampa.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why they're going a day early, too.
And that's why they're going a day early.
This should be one that they have circled, by the way. We've
100%.
We've heard that the Rams had us circled. We should have them circled. And by the way, and he brought that up, there are plenty of quarterbacks lighting it up right now, Donovan. It's not – the Daniel Jones is lighting it up. It's
another win?
Shockingly.
Yeah, well, some of us predicted a revival. I got to yell that, you know.
Some of
that New York bias.
Well,
yeah, another New Yorker. You know, your Mets might miss the playoffs.
They're not my Mets. Shut up. 215.
Let my Reds sneak in.
Listen, Reds, Dodgers. Come on, man.
I would love Reds.
Yeah.
I love the Reds to take down the Dodgers. Yes. They don't have enough.
Then we get to go to Cincinnati. I would love to go to Cincinnati.
Skyline chili on me.
Oh, yeah. You know it. 215-592-9494. You know, you felt real good after the game yesterday. Maybe you felt good enough for a little bit of love.
Maybe you gave her a little wink.
Yeah, you get a little wink after the block. Field goal.
Yeah. Don't block this.
You pop in that blue chew chewable. You're like, yeah, buddy.
You went 18 miles an hour right to the bedroom.
There you go. Your first month with Blue Chew is free. Jack is paying for it.
Again?
Yes. At checkout. You, by the way, we're not kidding about that.
Yes.
It is free. And Jack is paying for it. At checkout, use code 94 at BlueChew.com. Your first month is free. Blue Chew is going to send you chewables that have the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. And you don't have to go to a doctor to get it. No. They don't want you having to wait 3 months for a doctor's appointment. They don't want any of that annoying, awkward conversations. No. It all happens at BlueChew.com. Also, they're not going to make you get in line at the pharmacy to go pick up those chewables.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to ship it to you in a discreet,
hard
package.
Wow, you gave that a lot of oomph right there.
I'm trying to keep up with you, too.
Yeah. We all got a job to do.
Yeah. And once your first free month is over, it's going to be cheaper than all the other products because it's made and shipped here right in the USA.
No tariffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So just go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. Your first month is free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been waiting for this call all day long. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I know y'all been waiting for me. I made y'all wait like Jalen did. You know what I'm saying? Hey, when in doubt, Jalen Hurts will figure it out. Hey, Philadelphia! When in doubt, Jalen Hurts will figure it out. There's no fear when Jalen heard this here, listen, everybody. Also, you know, when I'm not here, you got people that want to fill in, be me real quick for Columbus. That's you. And I had a golf outing today. I had the whole city of Columbus listening to WIP. That's my range. That's my range. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a little cute, you know, show web that's hot to pop off. But that's okay. I'll bat in the eighth hole, ninth hole, and get the show popping before the top five. Hey, man. Hey, man. Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. Hey, man. I appreciate y'all. We finally found out we got two top receivers, y'all. And you already know, man, the quarterback, like I said, when in doubt, Jalen Hurts will figure it out. Hey, all I know is I don't want to hear no more the debate about no top five, top 10, top 20. I don't want to hear it. How many quarterbacks bringing you back down 26-7 after a fumble? Now, don't get me wrong. The first half was on him. He ain't play. The first, you know, the coaching was terrible. But like I said, I was nervous. I thought it was over. I was like, hey, man, I might go on a show tomorrow, figure out how to defend this. But then I'm sitting back here watching. I'm like, there's no fear when Jalen Hurts is here, baby. He put on the cape. He said, watch me do me. You know, y'all just do you. Rams, I don't want to hear from y'all no more. Ram chops. We put y'all on the grill last night. Whole family was eating ram chops. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to hear from y'all. Chiefs, we don't want to hear from y'all no more. Tampa Bay, y'all got our number, but y'all up next. You know what I'm saying? We going to figure it out because we back now. A.J. Brown, Saquon and the crew, we back. Oh, my goodness. KP, listen, baby. Whatever you did in the second half, whatever y'all was calling, just keep calling that. I don't need no more high-back dives. Also, on the negative front, listen, yes. Stoutland University, you got downgraded to Stoutland Community College because you stole yesterday putting Matt Pryor in the game in the first half. After I seen that upgrade that Fred Johnson brought, I got to downgrade you to community college. You can get it back. As of right now, it's Stoutland Community College until we see more development and smarter decisions. But y'all already know. Go Bears, baby! Tampa, y'all next. Foot on Sunday, y'all next. All right,
big dog.
My favorite thing in the Corey call was that he is sitting watching the game, watching the Eagles get laced,
yeah.
And he's thinking about how he's going to defend Jalen
today. No doubt. We all were.
We all have to do it. Well, not in the first half. I'm talking about the second half.
Yeah.
We all were like, how the hell do I talk about this tomorrow? Somebody's getting fried.
By the way, can somebody have a conversation with Corey about what is going on with his phone that his cheek hits the button and we get beeps every time he's calling?
That's the charm.
Does it?
No.
Okay.
Well, and what type of phone does he have? It's not supposed to, right?
No.
We don't have those phones anymore where you can actually push the buttons.
No, when the phone is on, it's supposed to block that.
Yes.
We got to find out what that setting is and get Corey to change that setting. Because he's cooking sometimes and you're beep. Like,
that's kind of funny.
No.
It's distracting.
Yeah, Caleb in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all?
Hey, Caleb.
Hey, man, what's the victory money without some Ike juice, man?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Buzz, real quick on the trigger. Wow.
Hey, man, one thing before I get started, I just wanted to say, I want to talk about the play calling and, you know, my opinion on it, but we can't sit here and honestly say that we believe that Nick Sirianni was going to get up there and say anything other than what he said when that question was asked about if Kevin Petula had a hand in there. He's not going to undermine his guy at all.
Nope.
Because that would backfire on him. So I felt like Elliott should have asked a different question, more so of something like how much of the play calling is in Jalen's hands when they're in a two-minute offense. Something like that where you can get a – you know, we're not going to get much from Nick, but you got to get tricky with him. You know what I mean? We want to see trick plays. We got to get trick questions to get certain answers out of him. But I want to say this. We all heard this saying before, drunk mind speaks a sober soul. I believe the same thing is true when you're dealing with emotions. At the end of the game, all I really cared about was the interviews. Jalen Hurts, what he said, it echoed the same thing that A.J. Brown said at two different times as far as just the conservativeness. And
yep.
I feel like A.J. Brown's been saying the same thing for three games, but now that Jalen Hurts has played a great game and he's still singing the same song, it's got us questioning Ike, you more so. Who was he directing it to? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we don't know what Hurts said to Petula, but we know something was said, and we know a change was made. Now, this is my take on why they're conservative. I don't think it's more so about Hurts just turning the ball over. I think it has a lot to do with his health. When he's out there yesterday, I don't know what it is, the two-minute offense, if it's Nick Sirianni's or they just went back to what they know. But one thing that stood out to me, too, everybody know when we go empty backfield, everybody that's an Eagle fan, you know that it's quarterback draw is coming. And we've seen him running the ball the second half, and I feel like the Eagles just feel like they can't go into a lot of games relying on him to run the ball and, you know, risk him getting injured and him getting put out the game. I mean, their mindset could very much be, hey, we don't turn the ball over, Jalen Hurts finished the game, we got a high percentage of winning the game, because his record since he's been playing the game is, what, 19-1 or something like that? So
yeah,
they're probably looking at it a little different way. And, again, like, I'm not one of them Hurts realists where I think Hurt is exempt from all anything. I just want to put that out there, Spike, so you could take my call a little bit different.
Spike.
Well, you're talking like somebody with Jalen derangement syndrome.
Listen, I'm joking more so, but
okay.
I don't think Hurt is exempt from anything. I think he does play a part in it, but I do also feel like the play calling was, you know, something to say. And I'll say this when I get before I get off. Last week, Tom Brady said something about the passing routes. They're not them not being on a different level. And this might sound crazy. Please don't chew me up. But I went back and looked at the 22 season and the 21 season when Hurts first got in there. And the big difference to me was Quez Watkins. And it's going to sound crazy, but he was just able to stretch the field and allow A.J. and Devontae to do what they needed to do in the middle of the field. I don't think that Dotson is stretching the field to the magnitude of which Quez Watkins was. Maybe he's not as fast, but Quez Watkins really made a difference in this offense as far as just stretching the field. Like, if you go back and look at Hurts' highlights, a lot of them passes he was throwing was up top to Quez Watkins, and he was, like, wide open. And I think that made a difference of our offense flowing as a passing offense versus it not.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think has made – you look at that season compared to where they've been since then, and this includes last year when they had to change to basically a running team. It's Shane Steichen. It's a better play designer. The better play designer, better play caller.
He's showing it, by the way, in Indianapolis. With it. Now that – I was going to say no offense to Anthony Richardson, but offense to Anthony Richardson.
He has I need one more Ike juice out the door, man, since nobody else got it today with me. I need one more.
I love it. He's drinking that Ike juice.
Well, I mean, Steichen, I said this last year when Daniel Jones got cut, and I said they should consider bringing him in as a backup because he has a similar game –
Wanted him to bring him in here.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Well,
yeah.
As a backup, because
yeah,
I think he's got a similar game to Jalen.
He's athletic.
When you look at when he succeeds, it is the same kind of numbers. It's a 24, you know, pass attempts and six runs and things like that. And you see what Steichen is doing with Daniel Jones. That is not a star-studded offensive team, you know.
Although they have, seems like Jonathan Taylor looks like he's been reborn.
He's back.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
But that's what happens when you got a good quarterback and you move the ball.
Yeah.
Everybody feels reinvigorated.
Yeah. Well, everybody feel, and there's more space for everybody to work and all the. Yep. I really do hope we see a. I know Donovan said we should wait till week six or seven. On Sunday. Go out there and try to score points. Well, you know, throw the friggin' ball.
I will say this.
Yeah.
You know we're getting hit with a lot of blitzes. Sunday.
Zero blitzes, by the way.
Yeah, Todd Bowles. That's what he does. Yep. That's what he's done to Jalen. And until Jalen can show that they can move the ball with all that extra pressure. Come on, I know he's done it against other teams, but we haven't done it against this team.
Yep.
Against Tampa. So you know that's what you're going to get first and foremost till you show that you can beat it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. They have
the zero blitzes.
This is a big. This is a tough game on Sunday. It is a big game on Sunday. So there's just this extra. This was always going to be a big game.
I love it. Two 3-0 teams.
Oh, man.
Come on.
There's
man.
Just this extra storyline to it now that there was already a good storyline with Tampa, but now just tuning in to see. What do they do on offense, right?
Yeah.
Do they go back to what they were doing, or
no,
do they?
No, we ain't going back.
I don't think they can.
No.
They at least have to try.
Yeah.
They have to try. 215-592-9494 coming up next. Jack's game balls in the top five at five.
Come on, man.
Number one.
Yeah. Everyone's winning.
That is coming up next. We're at Chickies in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.